offers privacy and solitude in the Northwoods, featuring a large three-season porch, open kitchen with oak cabinets, newer appliances, and more. Preview Saturday, June 22nd, 2:30 to 6 p.m., and Wednesday, June 26th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 5351 N Pierpoint Drive, Mercer, Wisconsin. Bidding ends 7 p.m. on the 26th. View photos and bid at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The White House says President Biden's at Camp David working with many advisors on debate prep for this Thursday. On his assumed opponent, Mr. Trump, ABC's Rachel Scott.
Even though the former president was out on the campaign trail essentially saying that he has no debate strategy, in reality, he is preparing more than he is actually letting on. I'm told he's had more than a dozen informal policy sessions with current and past advisors as well as Republican allies.
The Biden administration expected to announce more military aid for Ukraine. According to a U.S. official, protests on both sides of the abortion issue outside the Supreme Court 2 years since the justices overturned Roe v. Wade, urging the House to use its long dormant power of inherent contempt to have Attorney General Merrick Garland brought to the chamber for trial. Florida Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, this over refusal to send the sound recording of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. This is ABC News. Sad ending to the search for a missing hiker as San Diego police report a search helicopter spotted a body this morning.
Diem Nguyen went on a hike with family on Sunday but disappeared when she continued on after the rest of her group turned around. Her family got a phone call from Nguyen saying she was very hot and needed water. A large search effort got underway. On Monday, this announcement from San Diego Police Lieutenant Daniel Meyer.
Did find a deceased body, a Asian female.
The body was found not far away from a neighborhood. He says she almost made it out. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Big record companies today announcing lawsuits against artificial intelligence song generators, Suno and Udio, for copyright infringement. Sony Music Entertainment, UMG Recording, Warner Records accused the AI music startups of exploiting the recorded works of artists. Suno AI's chief said in a statement the technology is designed to generate completely new outputs. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. Milwaukee Public Schools stand to lose between $35 and $45 million in state aid because of accounting mistakes that could have ripple effects all over Wisconsin. State Schools Superintendent Jill Underley.
They didn't lose the money. They got the money last year. It's just going to be withheld as we balance things out for the next school year and fix the accounting errors.
Underley tells WISN-TV's Upfront that DPI could have done more to inform the public earlier. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced Wisconsin's employment numbers have hit a record high. According to data released by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, preliminary estimates for May 2024 showed Wisconsin had hit a record high employment of 3,048,000. The state's unemployment rate also stayed at about 2.9%, over a full percentage point lower than the national average. The labor force participation rate was also higher than the national average. Construction crews have removed the bleachers from Zorn Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire as they prepare to convert the site into an event center. According to a WEIU report, the soon-to-be-constructed Sonnentag Event Center will be able to hold about 3,500 people regularly, with space for up to 5,000 for events like concerts and graduation. The new building is expected to have a total price tag around $110 million and could be completed by this December's graduation. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Brewers are back home.
Nice.
I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip. 7 games in 7 days. Losing 4, but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher, Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, he shut us down pretty well. So I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so they gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other.
Football last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet yet confident and soft-spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
We've been to both Carolinas. Coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes. Come to think, I miss them all, and damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you and my eyes on you, with my eyes on you, with my eyes on you.
through old sidewalk cracks.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I wish my life.
Afternoon Show with Greg Anderson, 98Q Country.
First break of the 6 o'clock hour on 98Q Country. Almost to the end of the day here, and I nearly forgot to mention, it's because they're closed today, but still the perfect time to remind you that the Lazy Loon Lodge coffee shop restaurant on the north end of Park Falls is the new spot to be. They had what looks to be a pretty stellar weekend out there. Check this out. They did chili dogs, fajita street tacos, and old school, can't go wrong, hot ham and Swiss. It was a busy weekend out there. I'm sure they moved a lot of all of those, but that said, just goes to show how far simple, delicious cuisine can take you and make you the spot to hang out. Check out Lazy Loon Lodge. I'm not even going to mention their coffee because I've been spouting about it for a couple weeks now, but you know I'll be there grabbing a Northwoods Fog latte when they're open again on Wednesday. They're open Wednesday through Sunday. It's the Lazy Loon Lodge coffee shop and restaurant, north end of Park Falls on Highway 13. Let's get back into the music. I've got a little bit more time left with you before the Brewers are coming up quick and they're playing the Padres tonight. Bailey Zimmerman's up next. 98Q Country is 98.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the low 60s. Sunshine's back for tomorrow, less humid but still warm with highs in the low 80s. Beautiful Wednesday, sunny and low 70s. Right now it's 76.
Country.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Remember watching you.
98QCountry.com.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know.